Jack, a good thing I like about yours, in the first sentence, you've used a simile like isolated from the world, like animals in a zoo. And I think that is a really good simile. I would love to make my that in my work, but I wouldn't like know where to put it yet in my poem. Jack, instead of using like striped pyjamas you got here, you could use striped uniform and Star of David as a symbol of the pride like you put. And instead of using weak again, you could try and use a different like way of describing them, what they like. You got all different ones like fragile. Fragile, which you have got rid of the weak what you had and put the fragile instead to give them a more idea of how much luck they are and how weak they are. So well done, Jack.
I really like how you've used bones protruding and go to the thin layer of skin because it gives you an idea of how they've been starved and it looks like they're really thin, so they haven't eaten much in a while, so they won't have very big bones or strength. But one thing you could change is instead of using like left to starve and malnourished, because a lot of people would use that, like you could use a thesaurus to change a few of the words to make it like up level. So you could use things like abandoned to say, or ravenous, like you've done there. And as well as this, you could use how you put weak fingers searching for food. You could again use a thesaurus for better words like fragile, like I've put, or things like frail, or other words.